Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz. One of the best-known figures in the college admissions cheating case brought by federal prosecutors in Boston will have to spend 2 weeks in prison. Actress Felicity Huffman has apologized for paying a bribe to have a proctor correct answers on her daughter's SAT exam. She pleaded guilty in May to conspiring to commit mail fraud and asked to be sentenced to perform community service. But federal prosecutors asked a judge for a one-month prison sentence. WBUR's Fred Tice joins us now from federal court, where the sentence was handed down earlier today. Fred, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jack.
So first off, Fred, even a one-month sentence is pretty small. What was the government argument here that some prison time was still required?
It's the basic message, very simple, that a message needed to be sent, right? That Felicity Huffman knew she did something wrong. She was a person of privilege who abused the system, and a message had to go out there that people are going to get punished if they do this sort of thing.
Huffman got emotional in court today before the sentence was handed down. What did she have to say?
Yeah, so her voice broke as she read her statement to the court. She apologized to other students and their parents, to her daughters and to her husband, actor William Macy. "I have betrayed them," she said. She talked about how when she and her daughter were on their way to the testing center in L.A. where a proctor would correct her daughter's answers, she thought to herself, "Turn around, turn around." "And to my eternal shame," she told the judge, "I did not." And she talked about what her daughters have told her, which is basically that they've told her they don't recognize her anymore. And her eldest daughter, for whom she cheated, the system here by paying this $15,000 bribe, said, "Why didn't you have faith in me?"
The judge in this case, we should say Judge Indira Talwani, sentenced Huffman to not a month in prison, 14 days instead. What did the judge have to say? What was her reasoning?
So, yeah, she took a lot of things into consideration. Right? She said that compared to the other defendants, Huffman paid one of the two smallest bribes. She also pointed out that Huffman has accepted responsibility and decided not to pursue cheating with her second daughter. She thought about that for a long time and then decided not to go through the same thing that she had with fixing the test scores. And Talwani told Huffman, you said that her defense attorney had said that Huffman had just tried to be a good mother, but Talwani told Huffman, trying to be a good mother does not excuse us. And she pointed out that the college admissions process is rigged. And she says the admissions is not need blind. And she made a big statement about, the injustices of the college admissions process. And she said the outrage is a system that is already so distorted by money and privilege. You took the one step of taking one more advantage for your child over others. And that is why Talwani said she felt she had to impose a sentence, 14 days in prison, 1 year supervised release, $30,000 fine, 250 hours of community service. And she told Huffman, without this sentence, the community would say, "You got away with this."
Fred, only a few seconds left here. Quickly, how did Huffman react to the sentence?
She accepted the sentence, and in fact, Talwani told Huffman her last words to Huffman were, "I wish you success moving forward." And Huffman replied, "Thank you, Your Honor."
All right. That's WBUR's Fred Tice at federal court in Boston. Fred, thanks.
Thanks, Jack.